I need you to have enforcement of my rights that the county operations of actors involved are blocking me on social media, sir, for no reason, sir.
Did you hear my last question? My last question was, what do you need me to do to get you to stop harassing me? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to listen to you?
I'm not harassing you, sir. I want you to apply the law, please. Apply the law. And have the county officials, such as the Department of Behavioral Health, my involvement with David Cook just now, that their staff blocks me on Facebook. They don't have the right to block me on Facebook for nothing, sir.
Hey, James. Yes. What I'm saying is, even if you don't want to call it harassing, how do I get you to not send me email? How do I get you to stop?
I will tell you how, sir. Address the law and apply some other person to represent your role that I think your role is in the DA's office. Give me some other person to talk to then. Refer my case to somebody else.
We don't have anybody. That's me. So therefore,
we have a problem. You represent what you represent. You cannot block me, for I have a need, sir, to interface to the civil society, and everybody blocks me on social media, and they can't do that, sir.
Hey, James?
Yes?
What do you need me to do for you?
Okay. Mike Byers.
What do you want me to do?
Hold on, sir.
Sir, would
you listen to me? Mike Byers, I personally have nothing against you. You as a role, not as a man, sir, are here. If you do not refer me to some other person that can do the same function, then I have to deal with you. If you do
That's
not
right.
want to deal with me, I'm stuck without having representation, sir.
So I'll deal with you. I'm telling you, I will deal with you.
Okay, now we have that, right?
What do you want me to do?
The City of San Bernardino Police Department have me blocked on Twitter. They have to address a matter of a National Institutes of Health documentation that was published on April 6th in the NIH.gov repository of health-related documents on gang stalking, sir. I'm a targeted individual of gang stalking for 15 years. It travels with me. The only way to understand it is to read the documents. Thus, I was over at the behavioral health, talking to the county behavioral health, and they blocked me on Facebook. They act as though you have told them, and so I'm not telling you this, that you have, they have the ability to violate a citizen's rights, as though that's the criteria, when that is not that's not the option they have, as the law applies, that you apply, as we both know. So how do I get them to conduct themselves accordingly and obey the law so I can have a conversation and get the proper authority of this document on gang stalking into an address for law enforcement, for mental health and the whole nine yards, so I can get a completion of people that are out in our community, out in the community where I was in Denver, that they coalesce and find themselves partners to conduct a harassment campaign against me, sir. It's not, I have nothing against you personally. I'm trying to tell you you're a role. The role which, if I have no other person to deal with, I know that, and you have not released that. I'm not harassing you, sir. I'm trying to get you to readdress the circumstance
based on the truth, sir. James, I don't understand what you want me to do.
Okay. I will try to be nice, sir. You and I got onto a frame of reference of getting imbalanced. If I had this document in my hand the moment I connected with you, it probably would have a completely different outcome. The document is available on the NIH.gov repository of health-related documents. It's a mental health document.
What do you want me to do with that document? document?
I would like it to be somehow authoritatively put into the San Bernardino Police Department's hands so that when I go into their office and make a report about the activity, that they don't treat it as a single stalking case. You know, it's not a single stalking case. Single stalking and gang stalking are two different things. They are completely different. If they process what I give to them as a single stalking case, it's a waste of time. And if you understood that process.
So, James?
Hold on, sir, please.
James?
Yes.
Is what you're asking me is you want to file a report for gang stalking, right?
As gang stalking applies, yes. Not get it diverted into a different category because the person that I'm talking to is not listening to me properly.
Okay. But, James, I'm just trying to make sure I understand. You would like to file a report with the San Bernardino Police Department,
yes,
regarding being a victim of gang stalking, right?
Correct.
And if I can make that happen, you will stop contacting people to try to get a hold of me?
I'm not attacking people. I don't understand.
No, 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 no.
I don't understand.
I didn't say attacking. Okay. I said you will stop
I misheard you. Yes, sir. Until we have a completion of the resolve of this matter, sir, you're a role, not a person.
Okay. Listen to me.
Yes.
I'm going to go over to San Bernardino PD.
Okay.
Today, at 1. And I'm going to talk to them about taking a report from you, okay?
Okay, would you please at least have a printout of the document in your hand? It's the Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang Stalking, and Content Analysis of Subject Experiences. It's on nih.gov. You can search for it on Google.
Hey, James, hold on. I'm typing it right now. What's the title of the document?
It's on NIH.gov. Be sure to get it from its source. There's several copies out there. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking.
Gang stalking.
What?
What did you say?
It's called Phenomenology. It's Phenomenology.
Of gang stalking?
Of group stalking.
Group stalking.
Hold on. And then it's subject, you know, it's reclassified as gang stalking. So it has both words in it. A content analysis of subjective experiences. They conducted a survey. It's Lorraine Sheraton, David, you got it on the screen?
I've got it. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Look at the conclusion, section 3. It says length of stalking.
Give me a second.
Okay, 3 and then 3-1.
The one that says none of the writers of the narratives describe their experiences. Okay, that one, right?
Yeah, and I have the same condition. Mine is 15 years. That one describes 22 years. And on the file there, mine is 15 years. This has been going on since 2005. Since Oakland. It traveled Oakland and went to Denver and it returned here. They stole my car. I already told you they stole my car. And, you know, it progressively, I told you this, sir. I don't feel safe in this town. I told you that, remember? Remember I told you that? I went to Las Vegas and I told you that and I told you all that. You dismissed me somehow to the fact that I didn't have this document in my knowledge at the time I talked to you then. If I had this document from the beginning of our entire relationship, something different would have occurred. Believe me. Okay. But I didn't have this
document. So what is gang stalking?
Well,
tell me what gang stalking is.
That's not the point. I wouldn't have been able to... I wouldn't have been armed with the information, sir, to be able to describe this. Okay? The process to which this is the definition, the identities of the people are not at my hands, unless we get involved with the technology, you know, the IP addressing and, you know, the underhanded stuff.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
James,
what?
I'm reading right here on the introduction of the document.
Yeah.
Can you go to section 1?
I have it in printout. Is it too far?
It's right at the beginning of the document.
Okay. Introduction, yeah.
Can you read that first line? Stalking denotes a pattern of repeated, unwanted intrusion by one person into the life of another.
Yeah, but see, sir, gang stalking and stalking are two different things.
Distress, disruption, or fear. You see that?
But how can you be fearful of me, sir?
But you're disrupting me and you're distressing me.
That is because I'm confronting you.
So what you want me to take a report from you, what people are doing to you, you're doing to me.
But see, you're not understanding what my resolve here is, because they're two different things.
Do you understand that?
You're taking and implying something upon me that you haven't yet received the reason why, sir.
Do you see the irony in that?
Yes, I do, sir. But you have already addressed this. There is no other person to refer this to. You have already addressed it, sir.
Okay.
And since there is no other person to refer me to, which would release me from that, I continue pressing because I have no other consult.
Okay. So, in other words, you are telling me that until this report gets taken, your mission in life is to stalk me.
No, sir. My mission in life is to stop the gang stalking against me. How dare you, sir?
Okay.
How dare you? Come on, sir. That's not my mission in life. My mission in life is to get the gang stalking terminated, sir. And so if you be that rude, I'm terminating this call, and you're going to apologize for that. That's obviously not true.
Then how do I get you to stop?
You refer me to someone else, but there is nobody else. You acknowledge that. So what am I supposed to do? To sit here and be gang-stalked for the rest of my life, sir?
Who's gang-stalking you? James?
Read the document. In the document, it says specifically... It says specifically the identities of the gang stalking is not available to the
James.
Fiction.
James.
Yes.
Who do I call to tell them to stop?
Please, sir. Read the document.
So who do I call to tell them to stop? You're being stalked by somebody, right?
Single stalking and gang stalking are two different things. There is a blurring of your understanding. There is no single person that you can call.
Yeah.
It says that in the document. Would you like me to read
multiple.
That section? Would you like me to read that section?
It's a bunch of people that are stalking you, right?
What happens is, the best way to describe it is, I'm online. And my visibility is online. There are people in the community that coalesce to a coalition. They form bonds, and they form an agenda or a group mind, and then they start attacking me. I don't know who they are, sir. They're cloaked by the invisibility of the internet, sir. Your best advice is your the expert, but you don't know what this is, sir.
James, calm down. You're getting all worked up.
I'm getting worked up because you accused me of my mission in life was to harass you, and that is not true, sir.
Okay,
and you
well,
know
it
it's not
like,
true.
It
and you know that's not true.
Well, it seems like it, though. I mean,
You know that's not, sir.
I mean, you just sent me a 6-page fax. When did this come in? I got a 6-page fax from you the other day.
I'm trying to get you out of the mindset and into the new mindset, sir. To address this, sir.
All right, so let me
You're supposed to be the social media expert, and you don't know what this is, sir.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
Thank you. Now you have an ignorance, and now you have a learning curve, sir. And guess what? You're going to have to talk to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what I'm doing. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, now, please, address yourself that I'm not, and my mission in life is not to harass you. My mission in life is for you to just do what you just did. Acknowledge your ignorance, and we can come to a new plane of existence and have gang stalking addressed properly by the San Bernardino Police Department or the Sheriff's Department and have something resolved. instead of silence everywhere I go.
So, like I said, I'm going to go talk to Santa Maria. Okay, what do you want me to tell them they need to do?
Right now, I would like you to have a printout of the document for them to take care of their own learning curve, sir.
Okay.
They have their own learning curve.
And then once they have the document, they've read it, what next do you want to have?
Okay. I'm not sure what we can do involving this, but I know the document well enough, but I'm going to give you a paradigm. If I was on social media anywhere, First Defense, and I threatened the President of the United States of America on social media, the Secret Service would immediately show up in the next day or two. Instantly. If that is possible, which it is, there can be something underlying all of this as options that we can put into reference and find a solution that when I go online and have some problems, when I can identify what's going on, you just know it when you see it, I can say, okay, now I can call the police and get a live interaction instead of it being months old now, and then I can actually catch them at it, and get them to stop. Whoever
they are. Who's them?
Read the document, sir. I don't know who they are. You want me to read it for you? None of the people are able to identify a single source stalker, sir.
Okay. When was the last time you had any contact with GameStop?
I told you this already. It was before I went to Las Vegas.
And that was when? What month or year? When was that?
It was about 2 months ago. I have not been online. I've been afraid to go online. But the persons that were involved, I was traveling in my car, having social media, your internet access in your car is kind of a pain in the ass, right? You have to stop and all that stuff. So, okay. So, it's on. They direct me to meet them and to have a conversation like coffee or whatever is at the Blue Mountains, and he didn't show up. That's okay. I'm leaving town. I just immediately left town, and when I went to Las Vegas, fresh everything, I get no interference, nothing like that. But if I'm online for an extended period of time, like a week or something, my communications get corrupted to an 85% distrust and a 15% trust ratio, sir. It's hard to describe. They, of course, don't threaten you. They, of course, they basically involving what is called catfishing. They're just probing at you. And they know my numbers. I can keep changing my number, That's not the solution. The solution is to get the police involved in a real-time investigation of these connections. Their burner phone or whatever. Whatever needs to be taken into a presentation. Then perhaps going into a public view and saying, we're having, press releases in the public. We're dealing with this matter, and maybe that would back them off. I don't know what needs to be done, sir, specifically. I don't have an answer for you. That requires a little bit of brainstorming between me, the police, and perhaps, again, you, because you are the, quote, social media expert in this county, sir.
So let me go. I'm actually going to leave here, and I'm going to go over to San Bernardino PD right now.
Would you please have a copy and at least give it to them?
I have a copy because I want this to stop. Okay, we got to get this to stop.
Well, I have a highlighted copy that I highlighted the terms and stuff. The term police itself appears 30 times in this document.
Hey, by the way, James, if we need you to come to the station to file this report, so you got to do it in person.
Yes, but I have a car. I want the reporting process to intake it properly so it's properly addressed into the system that makes sense rather than the system that doesn't make sense.
I gotta go over there and talk to them about this. Okay,
there are 30 references to the word police in that document, sir. You can do a fine and look for it.
I've definitely saved it. I've got it. Okay. I'll be in touch with you. Give me a couple days, okay?
I'll give you a week, sir.
Okay.
As long as it's being really addressed, sir.
Okay, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
If I call out and I call you, will you not, don't do anything, just let me work on this for the week.
I can trust you now, sir, because you have the acknowledgement.
Don't call anybody, just let me work on this, all right?
When you did that last time, I didn't believe you because you didn't have an acknowledgement of this, you know, this ignorance void in your brain that didn't come through. And when you didn't have that ignorance void in your brain, I knew what was being done was not addressing the problem, sir. Sorry, that's the reaction I
had. Okay. All right, so we have an agreement, though?
I have an agreement that you can contact me on Twitter if you would like. You can contact me by phone. You can do whatever you want. You can show up
on the phone.
I just would like to know that it's being addressed, sir. Thank
you. Listen, I think it's better if we talk on the phone.
I just know that I now know you have an assessment of this that you acknowledge you don't know anything about this.
Okay, I don't. And I want to
you were belligerent of that fact when we had the conversation the first time.
Okay, well, let's start over. How's that?
That's great, sir.
All right. Give me a week, okay?
Okay. Today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I'll put a calendar event for Wednesday at 5 p.m.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
All right.